2MCE, broadcasting in the shadow of Waalo and Gunnabulla across Wiradjuri country.
Welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you so much for your company. Well, this week, it's three into one. Going to squeeze bits and pieces of three albums into 1 hour of fabulous alternative 80s music, and the theme being the Comsat Angels and their Polydor years. Well, the Comsat Angels, English post-punk band from Sheffield, England, named after the J.G. Ballard short story, The Comsat Angels. And the foursome's original lineup, which lasted from about 1978 to 1992, consisted of Stephen Fellows on vocals and guitar, who did most of the songwriting for the band, Mick Glazier on drums, Kevin Bacon on bass, and Andy Peake on keyboards. Now, at the time, Sheffield was the home of, and most notably, known musically for a whole bunch of synth electronic bands such as Human League, Heaven 17 and Cabaret Voltaire. But the Comsat Angels found their uniqueness in the way that they progressed the dark and moody form of post-punk rock, with guitars and drums leading the way. A sound more in tune with contemporaries such as Joy Division, Echo and the Bunnymen and The Cure from other parts of the country. Well, the Comsat Angels were an act that mostly flew under the radar in both their native UK and in North America, but still compiled a career of 9 albums, a solid following based on a very moody first few albums and a couple of mid-1980s dark electro dance tunes. They never attacked the charts in a big way, but had critics' appreciation and a real core of loyal fans. The band went through 4 phases in their career, each aligning with the change in a record label. And they began their career with the Polydor label, and they released 3 interesting, strong post-punk records. These first 3 albums on the Polydor label were Waiting for a Miracle, Sleep No More, and Fiction. And they're often regarded as the band's high watermarks. And the band were also critical darlings during these years, and the music you'll hear tonight justifies their reputation. So this week on Alt.80s, we explore the Comsat Angels, the Polydor years, and we'll sample bits and pieces from those highly acclaimed first 3 albums. 80s. We'll begin this program and this series of tracks from the Comsat Angels with their debut album, Waiting for a Miracle, which was released in September of 1980, a year that really saw a lot of new faces in the genre pop up, and most of their initial work resulted in instant thumbs-up albums. 1980 saw debuts from U2, Echo and the Bunnymen, Bauhaus, Killing Joke, Teardrop Explodes, The Sound, and Psychedelic Furs. All of those debut records are regarded as greats of the genre. So Comsat Angels fitted quite comfortably in that list with their Waiting for a Miracle, an album that has a sound that is distinctly English post-punk circa 1980. Astonishingly, the entire album was recorded in just 10 days, which makes the album a remarkable piece of work. The other things that makes Waiting for a Miracle stand out is how much the guitar holds back. It shows up in every song, but rarely feels like a lead instrument, acting really as a complement to the keys, bass and drum combo most of the time across the album. It's really a unique approach for the genre. The final remarkable element is the amazing songwriting. It's an incredibly melodramatically gloomy album that reflects the times, that is Thatcherism in the 1980s in the UK, and the place, industrial Sheffield. Let's begin the program with bits and pieces from the debut album from the Comsat Angels, and the album is Waiting for a Miracle.
Thank you. action, up the intention to stop extension into my airspace. I put the flags up, pull up the anchor, and then you'll know you're in a different place. But I can't stand up and I can't sit down. It's a great big problem, stop me in my tracks. I can't relax, cause I haven't done a thing, and I can't do a thing, cause I can't relax. You've got your habits, I've got my customs, I'm sure you know it's got to be this way. No hesitation, and in the future, we'll celebrate on Independence Day.
Maybe she danced with me.
consciousness is in suspension. What kind of dance is this? Nothing happens. What kind of dance is this? It's in suspension. What kind of dance is this? Nothing happens.
Waiting for a miracle, but nothing ever happens. Waiting for a miracle, but nothing ever happens. Waiting for a miracle, but nothing ever happens. Waiting for a miracle, but nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens.
We walk the streets together with smiles on our faces. We talk nice to each other and we listen when we have to. Maybe it's just overrated. I'm just isolated. We walk the streets together. We walk the streets together. But you don't like my friends. You don't like my clothes. You think that I'm crazy. Any other girl would just pass over. Any other girl would just pass over. Comes between us in no man's land, the danger zone. Look at us, proper the pieces. We live together on our own. Maybe it's just overrated. Maybe I'm just isolated. We walk the streets together. We walk the streets together. But you don't like my friends.
Tracks there from the Concert Angels and their debut album, Waiting for a Miracle. Tracks you heard were the amazing Total War, Waiting for a Miracle, title track, Independence Day and the opener. It's a dramatic opener, isn't it? Missing in Action. And that track, Independence Day, gave the band its greatest commercial success, really, when it kind of wrapped all of the band's strengths into one concise little package, a beautiful track that was so highly regarded that it was released, re-recorded, and then re-released again as a second, well, a first single on another album called Land in 1984, an album that were recorded for the Jive Records label, which wanted that song brought back. It was that strong. That first album, Waiting for a Miracle, actually introduced that unique sound that the Comset Angels have, very sparse in instrumentation, but very thick and dense in mood, as I'm sure you'll agree. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with the bits of an alternative spin, and this week featuring the work of the Comset Angels and their Polydor years. Well, their second album, Sleep No More, released in 1981, is widely regarded as a masterpiece. It had a major influence on bands such as U2, who toured with the Comset Angels quite frequently during this time. Sleep No More produced no singles, but it had the highest UK chart ranking for any Comset Angels album, peaking at number 51. After the very rushed production of the first album, as I said, 10 days in the making, in this second album, the band was able to kind of really put a lot more craft into Sleep No More. And frontman Stephen Fellows described how they achieved a resonant sound on a couple of tracks. He said Pete Wilson, who did an amazing production job on this album, suggested taking the drums out of the studio on the fourth floor of Polydor Records and putting them near the lift shaft by the stairs. And then they put microphones on the three floors above and below those lift shafts. The sound is extraordinary, as you will hear. Fellows felt that the album Sleep No More had a unique quality among the band's work. He said it's the only album which had a real thread through it. The thread was the sound that we wanted to get. And critics really recognised this sound, and they recognised the album as a real great follow-up to Waiting for a Miracle, which established a lot of expectation. All Music, the album review label, said that Sleep No More is when the Comset Angels become one of the era's exceptional bands. And in a 1981 review, the journalist Mark Cooper from Sounds wrote that it was an album that is head and shoulders above anything else recorded this year. So when Sleep No More was released, it actually sold out really quickly. But unfortunately, Polydor took 2 weeks to ship additional stock to the record stores, an issue which was believed to have had a real negative effect on the album's momentum and impacted on their sales. The second album is far more focused. It's a different album when compared to the really eclectic debut. The band clearly decided to migrate towards a much deeper sound, and this is a rather morose set, I have to warn you, which ventures into darker atmosphere of the early 80s. Peers such as Echo and the Bunnymen, The Cure, and I guess Killing Joke, and even Joy Division would have been in this space. This is Comset Angels and their 1981 album, Sleep No More.
Yeah.
Four tracks there from the Comsat Angels. Now, this 1981 album, Sleep No More, and my goodness, it was difficult to try and just choose four tracks to play for you this evening. From such a masterpiece, really, you heard backtracking Our Secret, Restless, the title cut Sleep No More, and the opening dramatic entrance to that album, I Dance. Comsat Angels from Sheffield in the UK, the topic, subject of our 3-into-1 edition this evening on Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM. You're listening to us on 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and 2MCFM.org online. We move to the third album in the Polydor trilogy, and that's the 1982 album called Fiction. Less gloomy, you'd be pleased to know, maybe, than the Comsat's previous album, Sleep No More. And frontman Stephen Fellows said of The Change, "I certainly didn't want to make another record as intense as Sleep No More." I'm sure they went through some dark times to pull that one together. The third Comsat album, Fiction, sounds like no one and nothing else. The first album, Waiting for a Miracle, was, as you heard, a bit of a pop-punk deconstructed piece. And they follow that with Sleep No More, which was an altogether more dense, powerful, moody work, leaning towards a really dark, almost kind of goth rock aesthetic, really. But by Fiction, Stephen Fellows' writing and his confidence had really developed, and he produced what for some was described as the band's second masterpiece, combining the deceptive simplicity of Miracle and the moody power of Sleep No More. And he bravely moved forward into a more poppy commercial landscape. The band seems to have arrived at a sound that would eventually define them. Comsat Angels here proved that they were just a bit too far ahead of the pack, really, and moving into that zone that would only decades later receive the commercial attention that they really deserved. This is the Comsat Angels and their 1982 album, Fiction.
When a sky full of tears is threatening to fall, don't stand in the way, come inside, close the door. The sky will clear again after the rain, after the rain. Let them know you are strong, you will not be caught. The clouds will blow away after the rain. Sometimes forget.
us around. Low voices speak so loud. I thought that I knew. Now I do. There's a space in what you know. All kinds of thoughts appear. It's so easy to believe the worst when it's all you hear. Now I know.
Wasn't out of cruelty. Simple.
Selection of three tracks from the Comsat Angels from Sheffield in the UK and their album Fiction from 1982. You heard Pictures, Now I Know, and After the Rain, which was the single released to promote and give a bit of a taste of that album from Comsat Angels. I did say it was their more commercial attempt, and I have to be honest and confess that I probably chose the more moodier pieces from the album, because that's what I love about the Comsat Angels, the way they capture that dense mood with such sparse instrumentation. The Comsat Angels went on to release six more albums in their time together with three more labels, and those six remaining albums didn't really satisfy the critics or gain them too many new fans. So tonight on this program, we've been able to capture the Polydor years, which I think are probably the glory years or the watermark years for the Comsat Angels. Leave you with another track. This is called More from the Fiction album. This has been Alt.80s. For more alternative music from the 80s, please join me again next week. Have a great week.